Their numbers had swelled since they had first made planetfall. Almost 100 legionaries and twice that amount in simpering cultists were arrayed before the great ritual pit where Elias sermonized and proselytized. His bombastic doggerel did little to move Narek, who had been last to join the gathering, having followed on behind Dagon, who had already taken his place with the devout. Offered robe and cowl by a mortal wearing a graven mask and attired in the same priestly vestments, Narek found his place amongst the throng. He watched in mute fascination and revulsion as Elias preached his dogma from on high, standing aloft like a deacon of old Colchis. Narek thought him a petty demagogue, bereft of honour or true purpose. He was Erebus's puppet, but then Narek supposed that only made him Elias's hound. "A life given for a life spared," he reminded himself, and barely noticed the humans with their throats slit, cascading into the dark abattoir that awaited their flesh. Their souls, well, that was another matter. Many more cattle trembled in their pens, awaiting execution by Elias's divine hand. The efforts of the other legionaries had yielded a ripe harvest. Narek could smell the mortal's fear, just as he could detect the dark apostle's greed and ambition. Both sickened him. On Monarchia, they had erected monuments, great citadels of worship. It was worthy endeavor. It was refulgent and glorious. This was grubby and base. The 17th had sunk low, squirming on their bellies, not much better than the vermin they preyed upon. Yet he could not deny the sense of power. They all felt it, the warriors of the Legion, the cultists, the other humans in their thrall. It was potent, and it was also imminent. The ritual ended. Elias descended from his pulpit, a prophet to his devoted following, his communion with the gods over for now. "Narek," Elias said, his eyes finding the huntsman in the throng, warriors parting with muttered benediction as he approached him through the crowd. "Do you have it?" he asked, eyes still bright from the borrowed power he had siphoned through the ritual. Narek nodded, fighting a sudden reluctance to relinquish his hold upon the spear. "Come," Elias beckoned, keen to be away from the others when presented with his prize. A small encampment had been established in close vicinity to the pit. Tents, a shrine at which to worship, flesh pens to harness the cattle. Elias had deemed it necessary to erect a commune. Narek joined him inside one of the tents. After dismissing a pair of hooded cultists, they were alone.
"It smacks of more permanence than I thought was needed for this," said Narek, indicating the encampment.
"Blood begets blood, brother, but much must be spilled in order to taint this place."
"And is there enough amongst your cattle and your slaves?"
Elias scowled, unused to being questioned by his disciples in such a manner.
"What concern has that ever been of yours, Narek? You are a soldier, are you not? A warrior zealot, devoted to the word. I am the word in this place, so your fealty is to me, is it not?"
The mood had soured quickly. Elias brought down from his euphoria to the canker of mistrust and doubt.
"I serve you as always, Dark Apostle."
Wisely, Narek bowed. A small dark bowl at the back of the canvas chamber was put there for Elias's ablutions after spilling sacrificial blood. He went over to it now and began cleansing his hands so he could begin the next octed circle, unsullied by the previous one. He didn't have an accurate count, but Narek estimated several hundred mortals awaiting slaughter in the pens. Hemmed in by sharp stakes and spools of razor wire, they reminded the huntsmen of wide-eyed swine, fearful of the culling to come.
"Pure. It must be pure, Narek,"
Elias muttered, his back to the huntsman.
"Now,"
he added, fastidiously cleaning his fingertips, fingers, palms, and knuckles,
"I would see the weapon."
Shaking off his hands, drying them on a cloth, Elias turned, with hands open and ready to receive. Narek gave a second pause, not so much to make the dark apostle concerned, but enough to realize he resented giving up the spear. Fluidly, he drew it from his scabbard and watched Elias's eyes widen at the sight of it.
"Godlike," he breathed. "That word again. You were not exaggerating."
Narek placed it reverently in Elias's hands, where he could examine it more closely.
"So, this is what they withdrew from the ruins?"
He exhaled, his craving for the power contained within this shard self-evident.
"I can sense its strength."
"It is divine,"
murmured Narek, briefly forgetting where he was and who he was with. Elias looked up sharply.
"The Pantheon is divine. This is but a means through which to manifest their beneficence. I must profane it, curb its strength to my own ends."
"Your ends?"
asked Narek, when Elias had returned his gaze to the spear again.
"Indeed.